spices and vegetables that you can grow. Some are under the ground, some grow tall. Though they all have their qualities, this you must know, that the garlic is best of them all.
I'm going to add garlic to all my cooking from now on.
We had a great half hour at the beginning of this hour with Frank Martin of Crooked Sky Farms talking garlic. We're now joined by Brian Predmore of the Alcantara Vineyards in Cottonwood. And I was doing a little bit of the numbers. That still blows my mind. Of the $23 billion industry in agriculture, I mean, you've got some big players in there. You have cattle, you have lettuce, you have carrots, you have melons.
Your dairy. Yeah.
That wine, in a basically less than a 20-year time frame, has become 13% of that.
Based on the research that I do and constantly embedded in the industry, two of my theories with the wine industry, some of this is anecdotal, that it has the best value add to our ag crops, and it also has the amongst our growth in certain areas and certain commodities, it's got one of the steepest growth curves because people are getting into it. We're adding more acreages of wine grapes and stuff like that. So it's one of the industries that's really growing, and it's really a contributor to the fact that we can call this a $23 billion industry here in the state of Arizona.
And Brian was mentioning as we were going to break to get the flavors for your wine, you starve the plant of water so that it pulls nutrients out of the soil, and that's where your flavors come from.
It's amazing.
Then the wine industry, it's actually a low water use crop too, so which is really good for Arizona since we are in a desert. So that's a good use of. We only use water probably 4 months of the year to water the grapes. And then all the other times we don't water it, and they sit dormant.
That's
over the winter months.
Huge thing that you point out, Brian, because water and labor are two of our most important resources in agriculture. So if we can grow a crop that's a low water use crop, then that's just 10 times better for the industry.
Yeah.
And you're right on the river, so you're probably adding a lot of that right back to the water table.
Yes, we don't draw from the river, but we don't use that much water, and then when we do, we add it right back to the water table. Yes.
So is it? I would assume the summer months is maybe when you're doing most of the watering, or when are you watering your vineyards?
Pretty much, we start when they start blooming, probably in April, May, June, and then July we start, July, August we start starving them of the water so they can get the Brix levels up, and we can
That's
pick
the
them
second
or
time
harvest
you
them
said
later,
that
so.
The Brix leveled up. What does that mean?
So the Brix level is the measurement of the sugar in the grape. So the wineries pretty much they harvest around 24 Brix, which after you ferment the wines, it kind of gives you the alcohol. And it's like if it's 24 Brix, I usually do it by if we pick it at 24 Brix, it's usually around 12 to 13% alcohol for the wines.
So speaking,
and that's kind of where you want the alcohol level to be in reds.
So speaking of the wine, where can we get, obviously we can come to your tasting wine or room and then select the wines that we want to buy from you, but what other options for your wines and the wine industry in general can we go to get Arizona wine?
Well, a couple stores, like Alcantara's, we're really boutique. We only do about 2,000 cases a year, which seems like a lot, but it's not. So most of our wines you can get at, like you said, Julie, at our tasting room. We are in a bunch of restaurants in the Sedona, Verde Valley area. On Arizona wines, you can find them at Whole Foods, BevMo, AJ's, a bunch of retail stores. I believe Safeway carries, they have a local section. So if people are looking for it, they can always ask too, because some of the stores can purchase Arizona wines and get that for the consumer that wants local wines.
And Fill Your Plate has a list of wines too, of our winemakers, so you can always go to Fill Your Plate to find out.
FillYourPlate.org. While you're there, you can go to azfb.org, Arizona Farm Bureau, and become a member. It's what? Associate members, $59
a year.
$60 a year.
Farmers have to pay a little bit more, but we do a little bit more for the farmers. So, and they're happy to pay it. Our membership is very loyal and dedicated. And like we always like to say, it's one big family.
Julie Murphy, we appreciate you coming in. We have April next, and
yes,
we're going to be talking eggs with the Hickman. It's going to be, what is that? Is that April 7th? What's the first Saturday in April?
I think it is. We'll have at least one of the Hickmans here, I'm sure. They're local.